USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Today will be a See Something, Say Something Day to be sure. Law enforcement across the United States will be on alert after a former Hamas boss publicly called for a global day of jihad today. There have already been some clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian marches across the United States since the terrorist group Hamas barbarically attacked Israel last Saturday. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas says he's concerned about synagogues being a target. Yesterday, Israel has informed the United Nations that all Palestinians in northern Gaza should leave within 24 hours. Republicans are heading back to the Speaker drawing board. Steve Scalise is withdrawing his name from the race to become the next Speaker of the House. He announced at a conference meeting last night and stated he would be pulling out of the race. It appeared unlikely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number appeared to block his path. The House Republicans will presumably choose another possible Speaker later today. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have given Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used. And on Thursday was reported that the deal was frozen. I'm Dave Collins.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is planning on returning to New York's civil fraud trial to watch Michael Cohen testify. Trump's former lawyer Cohen is expected to give 2 days of testimony next week. While in New York, Trump is also expected to be deposed in a case involving two former FBI officials who he repeatedly called out for being of little worth in public. USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Inflation continues to grow, costing Americans with less spending power. The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. The number surpassed the predictions of most analysts. Folks receiving Social Security benefits will see a cost of living increase. Yesterday, the Social Security Administration announced the annual cost of living adjustment for the next year will be 3.2%. The adjustment means the average monthly payment for retirees will be a little more than $1,900 come January. Benefits saw the biggest boost since the 1980s, the previous 2 years, due to inflation from government overspending. Last year, recipients received an increase of 5.9%, while this year saw an increase of 8.7%. New York Comic Con gets ready today at the Javits Center.
Even though actors Chris Evans and Ewan McGregor, among others, will be there for autographs and photo ops, they cannot promote any projects during the four-day event because of the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. Doors open at 10 a.m. all 4 days, and organizers do recommend downloading the mobile app, which gives you access to venue maps, autograph schedules, and push notifications. I'm Corey Myers.
Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Denver Broncos 19-8 in Thursday night football. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.